This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. A Birchwood man is facing multiple felony arson charges in connection to a string of fires in Sawyer County last year. According to the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office, 30-year-old Thomas Olson has been arrested in connection to the fires following a nearly year-long investigation. He's accused of intentionally setting six fires at various businesses and residences in the Sawyer County area last November. While Olson is now in custody, Sawyer County Sheriff's Office officials say the investigation into the alleged arson incidents is still ongoing. Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials are warning residents that flu activity will begin increasing rapidly as colder weather starts to settle in. The agency has reported that flu activity is minimal and stable currently, but other respiratory illness activity, like COVID-19, is starting to increase. Officials are reminding residents to take steps to protect themselves against respiratory illnesses, like ensuring they are up to date on vaccines, thoroughly washing their hands regularly, and staying home when they're sick to prevent further spread. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin has joined a multi-state coalition in filing an amicus brief challenging the Trump administration's use of the National Guard in Oregon. According to a press release, the brief argues the Trump administration has relied on exaggerated and inaccurate descriptions to justify the deployment of the National Guard for civil law enforcement. It also argues that states have an interest in ensuring their National Guard units are available to continue providing their usual essential services, like responding to natural disasters. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to take advantage of all of the upcoming fall activities scheduled at state park properties across the state. According to a press release, state parks will host events like wagon rides, candlelight hikes, campfires, and more throughout October and November. Officials are also looking for residents interested in volunteering to help with the events. A full list of scheduled events at parks across the state and information on volunteering can be found on the Department of Natural Resources website. Northland Adaptive Recreation officials say their annual Shoot for Fun event brought in the third largest fundraising total in the organization's 27-year history. The annual event is the organization's only fundraiser of the year, with all of the proceeds going to support adaptive recreational sports programs for residents across the Northland. Those programs help over 350 residents participate in sports like archery and cycling with specialized adaptive equipment. This year's event raised a total of around $107,000. Downtown Duluth has officially unveiled their Imagine Downtown plan to revitalize the area over the coming years. The five-year revitalization plan seeks to improve walkability, safety, and expand business opportunities in the downtown area by 2030. The plan includes the development of more affordable housing, redesigning skywalks, and making better use of sidewalk space, and introducing new community safety initiatives. Organization officials say they've started reaching out to community stakeholders to begin implementing key parts of the plan. Barron Electric Cooperative officials say they've contributed $1,000 to Nature's Edge Therapy Center for matching grant funding. The Rice Lake Community Health Foundation recently approved the center for up to $60,000 in matching grant funding to maintain their services. The funding for the donations came from unclaimed cashback credits from former members through the Federated Youth Foundation, which has specific rules about how the cashback credits can be used, so the cooperative could not put them towards reducing utility rates. Republican state lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to limit political donations made with a credit card. The proposed bill would bar political parties and candidates from accepting online credit card donations unless the contributor making the donation provides a verification code and a U.S. address. The legislation was discussed in a state assembly committee on Wednesday, where some questioned how the state could enforce the additional requirement. Republican lawmakers say the bill is an election integrity measure. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue is warning residents about a tax refund text scam. According to agency officials, residents have reported receiving a text claiming that their tax refund request has been processed and approved over recent weeks. The text claims that the potential victim needs to provide their bank account information to receive the tax refund and that the refund will be forfeited if they don't provide that information. Officials say the Department of Revenue does not send unsolicited text messages requesting personal information. Democratic state lawmakers introduced a pair of bills aimed at reducing the financial burden on universities of Wisconsin students on Thursday. The Higher Education Powers Wisconsin package would extend Bucky's tuition promise, which guarantees scholarships and grants for students from households earning less than $55,000 per year. The lawmakers say investing in students attending the universities of Wisconsin is also an investment for the state's economy, as nearly 90% of those students remain in the state after graduating. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Dodgers meet for Game 1 of the National League Championship Series at AmFam Field. The last time the Brewers made it this far was in 2018, when they lost in 7 games to this same Dodgers team. The Dodgers then advanced to the World Series, but lost to the Boston Red Sox in 5. College football. The Badgers, with another poor performance, losing 37-0 on homecoming to the Iowa Hawkeyes. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
Fall camp, I would tell you that we were in a better place. No, we're not better than most of the people or maybe anybody right now that we're playing.
NFL, the Packers over the Bengals, 27-18. Green Bay running back Josh Jacobs led with 5 receptions, 18 carries for a total of 150 yards and 2 touchdowns, even though he had the flu.
I really don't know where it came from. Just kind of woke up this morning just not feeling my best. I told him, I said last time that I felt that way, I had 130 and 2 touchdowns. So it is what it is.
That's Josh Jacobs with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com.